Welcome to the Neat Not Horeb podcast. I am Rachel, the president and CEO of the Mount Horeb Area Chamber of Commerce. And this is a podcast where we like to introduce you to our local members, businesses, nonprofits. And today I am talking to Janice Strutt. Janice is the co-founder and executive director of Morgan's Caring Connection. Morgan's Caring Connection is a nonprofit and it's based in Verona, but it spans across the state, as Janice will tell us about. And we're excited to introduce you to the Mount Horeb community. The organization provides education, support, resources, and financial assistance for families with special needs dependents. Let's jump in and meet Janice. Well, welcome, Janice. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Morgan's Caring Connection.
So we started Morgan's Caring Connection just to kind of take it a little step back. So our middle daughter, Morgan, was born with spina bifida and hydrocephalus. She was 25 years old, and on October 15th, she unexpectedly passed. So we spent a lot of time after that happened trying to figure out what we could do with the money that people donated to her services, because we felt like although we could have used it for that because she was uninsurable, so there was no life insurance policy, we felt like there was something that we could do bigger and better with that money. So we just started doing some brainstorming and what are the challenges that we had been through over 25 years. And the main thing that came out of it was resources and education. And so we started talking about what does that mean? So from the resources standpoint, we figured out that although Dane County is a very resource-rich county, and so is Wisconsin, there's a lack of the ability to give support through processes like that. So, you know, you might go to a website and find that there's somewhere that can help you with X, but nobody says, hey, this might be a better fit for you, or I know somebody who can work with you directly, or, you know, there's not that level of support. So the first thing that we decided was, I've been here in Madison for almost 25 years. I have a very wide network. And so what I decided first was to leverage that. So I started vetting a professional network. So we have estate planning attorneys, financial advisors, insurance agents at, under one umbrella. And then the other one, we have mortgage advisors, realtors, someone who cleans houses, a money manager, you know, like a remodeling company that also does handyman services, people that really want to work with families with special needs dependents, that we can trust. Because you could go to Google today and you can find somebody, but do you know for sure that they are somebody that you can trust that's going to do what's in your best interest? So I've put together a network. So that's the first principle. The second one is education. A lot of us learn through, I guess, better words, hard knocks, or we learn from other families. Like we'd have a conversation at a spina bifida event and we'd talk about how we struggled with something and someone else would be like, oh, well, I know somebody who does that. Or, hey, by the way, we get funding for that. And we're all like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And a lot of us were in the same organizations, but a lot of stuff wasn't shared with us or we would find out that way. So, and a lot of it's just, I don't want to say simple stuff, but what is an estate planning attorney? What would you go to them for? What is a special needs trust? Why do you need that? You know, like they may seem like simple questions. So what we've done is we are doing empowerment sessions where we're doing through a Q&A virtually with a professional, whether it's a for-profit or nonprofit, and ask questions just like that. Like, what is an estate planning attorney? Why would you hire one? What are the services they offer? What does something like that cost? But keep it small from a time standpoint. So none of them are more than 30 minutes. We house them right on our website. So that way, when families need the information, it's there. Because I hate to say it, not all families are available Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So like if somebody needs information at 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's readily available. And then through that conversation, the comment was made, well, that's all fine and great, but what if people can't afford it? And I was like, well, that's it. That's our third principle. So we want to ultimately fundraise to provide families with grants to do their legal documents because there's no funding for it. So again, wills, trusts, special needs trusts, guardianships, things of that nature. There is no funding in any programs for something like that. So it's super unique. And there's a lot of families out there that need this because when they can no longer care for their dependents, they have something to turn to and know that things are in place. Mm-hmm. Because not all of us are lucky to have parents or siblings or whatever that can take care of a special needs dependent. And not everybody wants to. So it's important to have these things in place so that families can breathe easier and sleep at night. So just to kind of come back full circle, we decided to do this in Morgan's honor and her legacy to help families put these things in order. And believe it or not, I get more people that come to me about the resources and being connected to the professional network because they don't know where to start. They don't know who to trust. They're very overwhelmed with their day-to-day stuff, that they're more coming to me for that connection, that introduction. And I make it very personal and I make sure that I'm connecting them with the right people. So that's what we're doing. And we are taking it from there.
Yeah. And what are the areas that you are focusing on right now geographically?
Yes, absolutely. So of course, Dane County is kind of a given. So we're in Verona. That's where we've raised our kids. Our oldest actually lives up in Reedsburg, but she graduated from from Verona High School. And then our youngest is going into high school right now in Verona. Morgan did live in Mineral Point. So I'm in the Verona Chamber, the Mount Horeb Chamber, actively getting ready to join the Sauk Prairie Chamber because what I'm finding is the resources are more limited in the more rural areas. It's not that I don't want to provide to Dane County. I just feel like there already are a lot of resources there that families can turn to. And so I'm reaching out more to the rural areas. So anywhere out to the Iowa border, you know, I'll go to the, we can go statewide, let's put it that way. So we've helped families in Appleton, La Crosse, Spring Green, Mauston. So, you know, like, just so you know, we will go outside of Dane County and we are as a nonprofit covering the entire state of Wisconsin.
Well, that's incredible. So what have you been up to in 2024? This was your inaugural year, right? This is the first year you started it. So yes. How did things begin and what do you see for the rest of 2024 coming up?
Absolutely. So we did end up starting the business in end of February. I resigned from my full-time job at American Family the beginning of April. So I am co-founder and executive director. This is all I do full-time. And so the first thing that we wanted to do was start figuring out how we could fundraise. So we did partner with Verona Ice Rink, which we have a new rink there. Our son's played hockey now. He's going into his ninth year. So it's near and dear to our hearts. And we had our event on August 4th, and we raised a little over $15,000 between sponsors and the silent auction and other various ways that we brought income in. We also did a fundraiser at Delta Beer Lab. That was a great opportunity. And we're just continuing to schedule some more events coming up. We have the 1 year of Morgan's passing on October 15th. So the weekend of October 12th and 13th, on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be at Alice Good, which is in downtown Verona. And we are going to have a table set up from 9 to 11 both days where we're going to do community outreach. And they're going to donate 10% of their profits that weekend back to us, as well as we are putting together pre-orders for our own roasted special blend of coffee that we're going to be selling through the holidays, where we're going to be doing pre-orders where they're going to donate $5 a bag back to us. And then we've got other various events. We're going to be at Shep's Cottonwood Resort up in Sauk City. Three Souls is a band that's going to be playing from 3 to 6 on the 14th of September. We're going to do beets, brats, and burgers for a cause. So we're going to sell burgers and chips and things of that nature and use those proceeds for fundraising. And then we've got other things that we're working on that we don't have 100% locked in yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
And is there a calendar or a list of events on your website that people can check out?
There is. It's a work in progress.
Okay.
I am in the process right now of redesigning the website to help it flow a little bit better, make it easier for people to find things like that. But yes, we do have a calendar on there. We also do put all of our events on Facebook.
Okay.
So you can look up Morgan's Caring Connection. Please like us, follow us for that kind of information. And then we also have an Instagram account that it's on as well. So, of course, any chamber or group that we're a part of that we can post that kind of information, we do as well. Verona Press has been wonderful. They've written two articles about us, Best Version Magazine, which is a neighborhood magazine that we've been in a couple of those. They've done two, and they're going to do another article for us. And then, you know, I've reached out to other medias that we will have opportunities in the future with.
Very cool. And I know you were at our golf outing recently.
Yes.
So that was really neat.
Oh, it was cold.
Yeah, it was rainy.
Yeah, it was not the best weather, but we had a really great time. And yes, thank you for that. I'm glad you brought that up. It was a great opportunity. And I like people to understand that, you know, not all chambers receive their members the same way. So what do I mean by that? You know, like I had just become a member at Mount Horeb Chamber. You guys got an opportunity with a whole sponsorship that in a nutshell said, donate it to a nonprofit for them to be able to be there that day, which you guys offered to me, which I really appreciate. We were able to do some community outreach that day as well as have great conversations and some good laughs with the ladies from Sandals and Beaches Resorts. So yeah, that was wonderful. So thank you very much. And you know, the chamber events are super important. It's a great way to get involved with your community, which is obviously being a new member of Mount Horeb. I'm working on getting more involved in Mount Horeb.
Yeah, I bet. Do you feel that that's a real opportunity to get better connected with maybe our listeners listening to you, thinking about how they can engage? Are you looking for opportunities to meet other business people, ways for the residents to kind of reach out and introduce themselves?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's several different things that we can look at. One is, you know, business owners that are seeking nonprofits in order to, you know, fundraise for or donate to. That's absolutely important to us. So is sponsorships or in-kind for our silent auctions or things of that nature. It's super important. And so I'm sure I'll be knocking on people's doors as time goes by. The other thing too is, you know, just being aware of who we are and what we do and being mindful of that when you're in your community, knowing other people that may be going through the same struggles, that may have dependents with special needs. And I think it's important for people to understand when I say this, because we're not talking about disabilities. We're talking about special needs dependents. And what does that mean? I think it's super important for people to know that that means someone like Morgan, who's born with the inability to ever be independent. So we had guardianship. Morgan didn't make her financial decisions. She didn't make her healthcare decisions. So we're talking about a very specific demographic of dependents. Just because you have a disability doesn't mean that you need the care and you need a guardianship or something of that nature. So I want people to understand that this really is specifically geared towards families who have dependents that will never be independent, because the safeguard of having things like a trust or a special needs trust is what protects them from when we can no longer care for them. Mm-hmm. So our resources and our education, I tell everybody, it's overarching. We don't care what the disability is. If you know an organization or something that you think would be a great resource, please let us know. We are always looking to add that kind of useful information to our website. So we don't care what the disability is. When it comes to the grants themselves, however, there is some eligibility requirements, and it specifically right now is geared towards, again, dependents like Morgan who are born with the inability to become independent. So I'm not talking about somebody who's in a car accident that gets a TBI or something. Maybe someday we'll get tons of donations and we can expand to that. Yeah. But we really want to hone in on that specific demographic of people like our daughter.
And I think you have some exciting things coming up in 2025. What are some of your goals for next year and even beyond?
Absolutely. So a couple of goals that we have are we want to fundraise for 5 families to provide them with their estate planning. Now, what does that mean? I think it's important for people to understand that we don't know. And here's why, because every family is different. So their needs are different. So it could be $1,000. It could be $10,000 for a family. So we didn't pick a number financially that we're going to contribute or donate or award to families. It's more how many. So our first goal is to award grants to 5 families in 2025. Another one is obviously expand our reach. Let more people know who we are, that we're here, what we have as a resource for people. Another one is having the events. What are we going to have? What's the purpose? How much do we want to raise? So I believe our initial, we haven't got this in concrete yet, but our initial goal for 2025 is to have at least 2 major fundraising events where we can raise up to $50,000. Again, it's not just about providing money to families for grants. It's also about our operating expenses. So without our operating expenses being covered, we won't be able to do what we're doing. And then, of course, our ultimate goal is to have that covered, and then we can use the rest of the money, whatever we raise, to provide to other families.
And where can people go to learn more?
They can go to our website at www.morganscc.org. So that's www.morganscc.org.
Well, you're doing really great work, and thank you for dedicating your life to this. It's a real treasure. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was so great to learn about Morgan's Caring Connection and to find out about their mission and how they serve families across the state. Be sure to reach out to Janice if you or someone you know could benefit from the services that they provide, or if you're looking to give back in some way and help support their mission. We will list their website and their contact information in the show notes for this episode. Thanks so much for listening again today, and I look forward to seeing you again soon for another episode of the Meet Mount Horeb podcast. I am Rachel, the President and CEO of the Mount Horeb Area Chamber of Commerce, and we will see you again soon.